This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How many glad to still be in the land of the living? How many glad to know that Jesus is their Lord and Savior? How many glad, oh God, to just give God some praise again because he's been so good to us. I know we over in 2024 and this is the last day, but God's still been good to us. This is the last day of the first month, and we just praise God on this evening for breathing into our nostrils and our lungs the breath of life. Father God, I just say thank you. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for looking beyond my faults and seeing my need for you. Father, I thank you, oh God. God, no matter what's going on in life, no matter what's going on, we know we can count on you because you are dependable. Father, we thank you for being credible in the name of Jesus. God, you are sovereign, God. God, the righteous can run into you, and we are safe because you are our strong tower. Father, we thank you for being our healer and our way maker, our provider and our providence. Father, I thank you for being the good shepherd. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our need for you. You are the good shepherd. And Father, we thank you, God, that in the name of Jesus, because you are the good shepherd, we shall not be in lack or want. God, we shall not be without. But God, we thank you, oh God, that you protect us and you watch over us. You nurture us and you supply our need. Father, it's you that feed us. And Father, we just say thank you right now. Thank you for being the good God. Thank you for being the great God. Thank you for being the awesome God. God, we thank you for giving us the best of yourself, which is Jesus Christ and God, Holy Spirit. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise on this evening. Father, now I ask you to word my mouth, oh God. Word my mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It is honor. It's an honor. It is an honor to be here on this evening. I praise God for Jesus. How many are saved and sanctified tonight? Hallelujah. How many filled with God, Holy Spirit on tonight? How many have a ever-burning love for the Lord God Almighty on tonight? Because he's been so good. Yes, he's been so good. Through dangers, toils, and snares, God's still been good. Hallelujah. 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 How many have he snatched from death's door? Just think, if you would have died in your sins, where you would be lifting up your eyes right now. But because the glory, hallelujah, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank God for his grace and mercy on tonight. Oh God, that he snatched us from hell's gates. He snatched us from death's door and breathed into our nostrils and our lungs the breath of life and said, breathe and live on. Declare my works. Declare who I am to the world. And that's why we're here on this evening, so we can declare the good news throughout this earth that Jesus loves them, that there is nothing that they can do nor say that's going to make him change his mind. He's not coming off the cross. Hallelujah. He looked into the cup, and yet he stayed up there. We wasn't worthy for him to die for our sins, but yet, hallelujah. Lord, I bless you. I bless you. Are there any worshipers in the house? Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. I love him this evening. I love him. I'm in love with God. I know people say when you're in love with somebody, you can easily fall out of love. No, baby. This is a little different. Hallelujah. I may fall out of love with you, but I would never fall out of love with God because he's just been so good. Even when I deserve to die, he said no. Even when the doctors gave up, some of you, the doctors gave up on you, but God said no. I will continue to breathe in your nostrils and your lungs. You will live and not die, and you will declare my work. You will let the world know that I am a healer. I am a waymaker. I am a provider. Have God ever healed you? I got to ask you that question. Have he ever healed you? You had that migraine and Tylenol and et cetera, didn't take that away. Oh, God, in the name of the Lord. Yeah. Your bones were hurting. And the doctors diagnosed you with arthritis. But all you went to do, you went into your prayer closet and you just prayed and you sought the face of God and reminded God of Isaiah 53:5 that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And all of a sudden your bones had to line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have got a bad diagnosis from the doctors, a prognosis from the doctors, but God, but all you did was just say a little word of prayer. The church mothers used to say a little prayer in your heart. Yep. You know, everybody don't have to know what you're praying about. Everybody don't even have to know you're talking to God. But that little prayer, hallelujah, that prayer that goes down is now inside of your belly, in the bottom of your belly, in the bottom of your spirit. That prayer will begin to turn, and all you can just think of how good God been to you. God, it is not your will for me to die right now. Oh, I'm a die praising you. I'm a die worshiping you. I'm a die in the service. Oh, God, I'm going to go sleep on over to glory. But this cancer won't take me out. Arthritis won't take me out. Lupus won't take me out. Alzheimer's won't take. Glory to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Maybe you have a bad kidneys. Oh, God. Liver, lung disease. But God said, no. We shall have whatsoever we say. That's what Jesus said over in Mark 11:23. I know we talking about moving the mountain, but guess what? Yeah, the mountain won't move unless you believe and don't doubt in your heart. Because after that, when you believe in God, when your doubt is gone, when you're not doubting no more, you will have whatsoever you say. That's what Jesus said. And I stand upon that word on this evening. I thank God for you, and you that have joined us. Oh, God, I'm almost finished with my message because the Lord has just put in my spirit about healing. I know that you hear about it all the time, but I'm telling you, the thing about it is God is trying to give you, I hear you, Holy Spirit. He's giving you a word. He's giving you a signal. You're saying, I hear about healing all the time. I go to a church ministry, and they talk about healing all the time. Well, but maybe God is trying to tell you something. Maybe he tried to tell you, because it would be terrible to be diagnosed with something and then all of a sudden you got to build your faith to believe God for healing. I'd rather believe God now and trust his word, that his word will be fulfilled in my life now, than wait until I'm in that situation. Because it's hard to even start believing for something when you in it. Because the enemy will make you, he will literally make you think about that issue, that burden, that pain, the hurt, the disappointment, while you're in it even more so. Sometimes it's even hard to get a prayer through it because all you can do is cry. But if you build yourself before you go through the situation, in your good times, if you build yourself up on the holy word of God, hallelujah, whoo, you start declaring the word of God in your atmosphere, in the good times. I'm not talking about in the bad times. Because when you build yourself up in the good times, even the animals know. They're not waiting for fall and for the winter season to sit up and juggle, go and try and to build a harvest. No. You will see them even early parts of the spring. They'll go grab something and take it to their home. Grab some. Ants don't wait to the last minute. Squirrels don't wait to the last minute. Birds don't wait to the last minute. They don't wait to the last. Why are we the people of God that was created in the image of God want to wait to the last minute? While we in the situation to all of a sudden build our faith? Oh, no. Wisdom says, even in the good, this is the time for us to build our faith. Declare God's word over you. I don't wait to go through a situation. I declare God's word over me and my seed all day long. I could be driving in my car. God, I decree and declare in the atmosphere right now that my son, Aaron Michael, my daughters, Alexa and Aaliyah, my granddaughters, Leonie, Leah, Lolita, Dania, they are saved, sanctified, baptized in God, Holy Spirit, serving you with a fire burning fire for you. They are kingdom builders. They are going throughout this earth telling and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, how he loved them so much, how God loved them so much that he gave his only begotten son. That's how I talk. I don't care what they're in. That don't matter to me. Because my word, I am the mama. I'm the mama bear. My word overrides everything that the enemy tries to spew out of the pit of hell against my seed. That's just how much power our word has. Because the enemy will try to put our faith in our eyesight. That's how the world sees it. Their faith is in their eyes. And they say, I'm listening out because they got to see it. But the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I went beyond hoping for my daughters to be saved. I keep reminding God of his word. I know some things get tired of it. That's all right. That's it. Wait till they kids and grandkids get older. They understand where I'm coming from. But God made me a promise. Oh, and he made you one too if you got children. Over in the book of Proverbs 11:26, he said, the seed of the righteous I will deliver. Then over in Psalm 112, he said, the seed of the righteous will be mighty in the earth. He shouldn't have said it if he wasn't going to do it. In the last days, in Joel chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2, in the last days I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will speak my word. That means they go prophesy. You mean to tell me I can't remind God of his word? Some of you have sicknesses growing in your body right now, disease, infirmities right now. You can cast and you can dispel. I hear your Holy Spirit. You can cast and dispel the spirit of infirmity out your body, not with your words, but when you use the word of God. The Bible says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Have you ever seen a two-edged sword? Because no matter what, on one side, the blade is nice and smooth, but trust me, you can snatch a hair off your head and throw it on that smooth side. It will split that one strand of hair in two pieces. On the other side, it's even sharper. It has jagged edges, sharper than any two-edged. So, yes, it has two edges on it. It's a jagged side for those hard things. Then it's a smooth side. When you just want to go in and just get straight to it, that's where, I'm military. I was about to tell you some secrets. But that word of God, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. No matter what's going on in our life, we can use the word of God. What are you speaking over your life? What are you speaking over your marriage, over your ministry, over your finances? What are you speaking over your health, over your sons, over your daughters, over your grandchildren, over your siblings, over your parents? What are you speaking? Because I speak life. I don't care how much they may get on your last nerve. And if it's your last nerve, please send your invitation to your funeral. No matter how much they disturb your peace, we have to stand firm as believers and still speak the word of God, still speak life to our enemies, to our friendly enemies, our friends, and our family. What word are you speaking? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. What word are you speaking? Someone put on Facebook the other day, I was went on there to do some advertising for the business and also for the ministry, and I ran across somebody's post, and it said, all the church kids, all the people that was born and raised in church or something like that, what was the first scripture that you learned? What was the first scripture that you were taught and you had to memorize or whatever? Like, it was some way, somehow like that. And I saw a couple of versions of it because I saw that text of That was a couple of days ago. Then that post a couple of days ago. And then I saw another post similar to about a different person on yesterday. And it amazes me about how hundreds of people either learn Genesis 1 and 1, Psalm 23, Psalm 27, Psalm 34, Psalm 1, John 3:16, John 10:10, from when they were children. And I was looking at all the comments. I'm talking about that word I hit in my heart that I might not sin against you. I was looking at that comment, and it amazes me on how a lot of those comments, those people, the people they were saying, John 3:16, oh, and then they were put down, oh, my goodness, why did I ever leave God? He didn't change, I changed. Oh, my God, I walked away from the faith because I had church hurt. It wasn't God that hurt me. It was the crazy people in church. That was so prolific to me because you got hundreds on two different posts saying about the same thing. And it was so many people kept saying it was John 3:16 was the first scripture they had learned as a child. And then they will make another post saying, oh, my goodness, I allowed the enemy to fog my vision that I walked away from the church because of church hurt. It wasn't God that hurt me. It was the people that hurt me. And somebody said, those people that hurt me in church, they're the ones now that's in the world, and I'm in the church. And he said, I guess I need to start praying for them to come back to God. It's amazing, the power of word, because those scriptures we still know today. Being born and raised into a believer's family is one of the most extraordinary things. And I can say that because I have one point of view, because I was born into a believer's family. My parents have one point of view. My siblings have one point of view. My grandparents have one point of view, because we don't know what it's like not to be born into a believer's family. But the word being spoken over us, the word of God, good, bad, and ugly, no matter what the situation, the word of God being spoken over us, the blessing being spoken over us. When we was coming, I know I have some siblings, some of my siblings and nieces and nephews are on the line. But the Lord had led me, he had told me weeks in advance back in December, before you close out this year and go into this new year, The Jones tribe need to have prayer. All of us was on that line. Yes, on December 31st, I can't remember, I think what time was it that we met, about 5 or 6 o'clock, my time. So most of my family is either Missouri, Illinois, Texas. But all of us got on, and the prayer was prayed over us. The patriot and martyr, they spoke a blessing over the Jones tribe. We're doing it in accordance with the word of God. God told Moses to tell Aaron to bless the children. That's why it says, may the glory of God shine upon you. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. May his face shine upon you. That's where that comes from. All you got to do is go back to the scripture and read all the verses before that one scripture. They were blessing their children. They were blessing their families. That it can pass down from generation to generation. Why? Because they know the power of God's word. He said, my word will never return to you void, but it will accomplish that which it sent it out to do. I sent it out to do, and it will prosper and succeed in that thing. If God didn't say it, don't speak it. It don't even matter what it is. I don't care how bad your children get on your nerve, because the enemy will try to have you to curse your children, and you don't even know you curse them. You ain't no good. You have low down, blah, 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 blah. The devil is a lie. It don't matter how they act. It don't matter how they act. You have authority to speak over their life. Why? Because you're the one that say you saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. Well, let's find out how full you are of the Holy Ghost. Because if you're full of the Holy Ghost, we're not going to speak against our children. We're not going to speak against our sisters and brothers in the faith. We're not going to speak against, we're not going to speak against anybody. Let this be the year that instead of gossiping, you lift up your sister and brother, because you don't know what they're going through. Just because they don't tell you their business, don't get upset, because the reason they're not telling you their business, because you have loose lips. In the Navy, we say loose lips sink ships, which is true. The enemy knows the plan of the United States even before the United States even know the plan of the United States. Why? Because people in Congress have friends that's in other territories or other countries of this earth, and they start blabbing and loosening their lips and telling some of the secrets. That's why a lot of them are in prison today. Espionage. Treason. What if God was hard just like that? When you speak against your sister and brother, when you speak even against your own self, this arthritis, my grandmother had it, my grandfather had it, my sisters and brothers, and I get. I'm to the point now when people say, my diabetes is acting up. And I said, well, you can keep it. I said, because the Lord told me to come over and tell you that you heal, but you refuse to let your diabetes go. And I guess that's how you leave it here and going on to meet your maker. Because you won't let go your ailment. That didn't come from heaven. There is no sickness nor disease in heaven. That came from the pit of hell. All the enemy does is he'll linger around you, and then y'all pick it up. The devil is a lie. No, that's not happening over here. When you start speaking life, doctor say, I got what? You know what? Make me another appointment for 2 weeks. I'll be right back. I told you at the beginning of this year, when we first started the consecration, I told you that I had a doctor's appointment. They were taking my blood pressure. She said it was, I think, 198 over 144. She said, I don't know why you're not having a heart attack and a stroke. I said, the devil is a lie. I said, give me 2 days. I'll be back. Cancel the appointment, reschedule it in 2 days. And she just looked at me. She said, ma'am, this guy, I got you. This is me. Only voice I want to hear right now is the voice of God, and he is not calling me home. He's calling me to pray. I came home. I went into my prayer cave, and I said, now, God, this don't belong to me. So whoever it belongs to, I commanded to leave my body. It will not touch my sons nor my daughters. It will not touch my grandchildren. It will not touch my mother nor my father, my sisters nor my brothers, my nieces nor my nephews, none of my in-laws. It won't touch nobody in my church. So it got to go to the world. Go for those that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that don't know that God sent his only begotten Son. Now, you can take it to wherever you want to take it to, but it will not come nigh my dwelling. I sat in the presence of the Lord, and I felt this warmth come all over my body. When I went back to the appointment on Thursday, she said, what's your last four? I gave her my last four. She put the cup on my arm, and she's taking it. And she looked at me, and then she looked down at my chart. She took the cuff off, put the cup on the other arm. She took it, and I'm just sitting there. She beep, beep, beep. She took it off. She looked at me. She walked out. She came back in, and there was a guy that came in with her. He had a different cuff, and he's like, oh, you have a very small arm. And I said, well, praise the Lord. He put a little kid's cuff on me. He put it up. He took it, and he was taking it manually. Not with the machine. He's taking it manually. So I said, no problem. Praise the Lord. And he wrote something down on the paper. He took it down. He rolled the machine back over, put that cuff from the machine on my other arm. No problem. He wrote it down, and then he looked at me, and he's like, how did you get your blood pressure from here on Tuesday to here on Wednesday? I mean, here on Thursday. I said, because I believe in prayer. And God created me. He did not create me with no high blood pressure. The devil is a lie. He created me perfect. Perfect. And my health will be perfect because I'm not dying because sickness and disease have bombarded my body. It cannot bombard the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's what covers me. The woman stood in the background and her face turned pink with tears coming down her face. And she leaned forward and said, "Where do you pastor?" "I do not pastor, but I go to Cathedral of Faith, Church of God in Christ, 2020 Portlock Road in the beautiful city of Chesapeake, Virginia." And she looked and she wiped her face again and she said, "I would like to talk to you." I said, "No problem." The man walked out. I was putting back on my blazer, and then I grabbed my jacket and stuff like that. And when I was about to walk out, she said, "I'll talk to you after your appointment." And I said, "Okay." The doctor had somebody else in the office, and it was an emergency that was going on. And another person came over to me and said that they had to tend to that emergency that was going on. And I said, "No problem." They said, "Well, can we reschedule? You go right ahead." That first nurse that was taking the blood pressure met me out in the waiting area, and she said, "Can you just pray with me?" She said, "I got some things going on in my body." I said, "Do you want them?" She's like, "No." I said, "Are they yours?" And then she said, "No, especially not after what you said. No, I don't." And I said, "So it has to vacate." And I said, "So let's pray." I pray for that woman right there in that waiting room. Mind you, she's a professional, a medical professional. We pray for medical professionals this morning in the 6 a.m. prayer. This woman was a medical professional that takes blood pressure, and she works this. I don't know what all she do as a nurse. May the Lord bless her. But I refuse to accept anything out of the pit of hell. Hell can't bless me. The devil can't bless me. There's only one place that blessings come from. The Bible says that blessings come from heaven. Who's in heaven? My Lord God Almighty. On his right side is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I decree and declare in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus that you will have whatsoever you say according to Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 23. In the name of Jesus Christ, your words have power. You must use your words that's going to declare the good news of Jesus Christ throughout this earth, that even your enemies stand in awe of you, that your enemies come to you and say, "What must I do to be saved? What must I do to get rid of this kidney disease? What must I do to get rid of this heart disease? What must I do to get rid of diabetes in my life? What must I do to get my children on the right track?" They're going to come to you because they're going to see you as a walking evidence that God is real. They're going to see you as a miracle walker because they know. They heard about your family. They know, well, her mama, dad, as they say, her daddy, dad, her sister, dad, her brother, dad, the dog, dad, the cat, dad, the fish, dad, the walrus, dad, the elephant, dad. They're going to name off everybody and everything that's related to you. But they're going to see you go beyond the age of your mother and your father. They're going to see your children go beyond the age of your mother and father. They're going to see life happening and life, that illumination of life, coming out of you. Speak the word of God. "That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." I'm not saying sickness is a sin, but when you speak against the word of God over your life and you are a believer, that's a sin. You can take it however you want it. Because if I'm accepting everything that's coming out of the pit of hell and speaking everything that the devil speaks in my ear, I'm no longer a believer of Jesus Christ. That means I become a believer of Satan. Am I right? You're a believer in whatever you believe in. If you believe in Buddha, you are a sinner on your way to hell. If you believe the devil, you are a sinner on your way to hell. There's only one way to be a believer of Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, that he rose on the third day, and he's now sitting in heaven on the right-hand side of our Heavenly Father. And yet, he continues to be our advocate. Say, no, my blood. It may be just one drop of blood still on her, but she still belongs to me. Who do you believe in? Do you believe the doctors? Because I guarantee you, they're not spirit-led. There's very few doctors I've met in my life that are saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost. They are practicing physicians. I only want no one master physician. His name is the Lord God Almighty, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and God, Holy Spirit. That's it. Put pressure on your mouth. speak what God speaks and know that God is willing and he's able to deliver, to set free, to bless you. Because can't nobody curse what God has already blessed. They can try all day long. I don't care how many demonic forces be outside your house. The reason they standing outside because they cannot penetrate the blood of Jesus around your house. They cannot come up on your property. They can have all they stay on is all they want. So all they're doing is bouncing back and shooting back into the kingdom of darkness. Why? Because you've already spoken the word over your house. The blood of Jesus saturate and cover my house. Every brick, everything. Entry, exit, every window, every door, every nook, every cranny. I don't even play when it comes to stuff like that. Folk can call me crazy. You call me crazy, but guess what? I'm blessed. Apostle Paul said, I'm a fool for Christ. You can call me whatever you want, but I know how to get mine. I go straight to the Word of God. Wherever it is, I'm looking it up. I'm going to research it out and say, God, you said, well, wait, hold on, Lord. You said it right here in this chapter, right now. I return your word back to you. I'm expecting this to happen in my life. I'm expecting this to happen in my children and my children's children, as far as my seed will be named and numbered. Put pressure on your mouth. Speak what God speaks. And you will have what God desires for you to have. Because his desire for you is greater than you can ever imagine for yourself. So, Father God, in Jesus Christ, we give you glory. This evening, God, we give you praise. Father, I thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice. Father, I ask you, I don't even have to ask you because I hear you saying this is a new season for us. This is a new season for believers. Father, and we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, at your word, God, at your word, we will cast our nets into the water. At your word, God, we will go back fishing. God, at your word, we will go into the fish's mouth and get the money for the taxes. God, at your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive healing. The blind man receive healing. The unnamed woman with the issue of blood, she receive healing. God, even Lazarus, not only was he healed, but you raised him up from the dead. God, we receive it. At your word, we receive everything because we speak your word and your word only. Your word and your, so I decree and declare right now in the atmosphere, long and strong life for every person under the sound of my voice, even those that will come on later to listen to the podcast, God, every person right now, long and strong life. Father, I thank you and I praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. God, in the name of Jesus, God, give us strength that as of a young eagle. So I command that tired spirit to leave us right now. So the spirit of darkness that sent the tired spirit to the saints of the Most High God, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. We cast that spirit of tiredness, that casts that spirit of weariness back to the pit of hell from whence it comes. We receive the strength of the Lord right now, for the Lord is our strength. This day is holy unto the Lord. We have no need to fear nor be dismayed. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, I stand up on your word in Nehemiah 8 and 10. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your word, God, your word stands forever. The grass withered and the flower faded, but your word stands forever. And I give you glory, honor, and praise right now in the name of Jesus. Father, your will be done in our life, not our will, but your will. Father, continue to let us live in the active process of your mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this moment in time to just share a word with your people. And it is in Jesus Christ I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you enjoyed that word. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed that word, that word, that word. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The you I'm talking about is not you. It's talking about the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us right here on Faith Talk Podcast. I am your host, Evangelist Lolita Jones. I ask you to visit us on our website, lolitajoneslive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. Hallelujah. Follow us on our Facebook page, Life Changers Ministries, LCM. You can follow us on pray.com, Life Changers Ministries. We just thank God for you, 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 and you. I ask you to partner with us today.
Partner with us today. Help us continue to spread the word of the living God throughout this earth. I know many nations that come on, they listen to the podcast, they send tokens of love, they send gift offerings, but we want to continue. This is our 25th year as a ministry, Life Changers Ministries. We started in prayer. Hallelujah. When you go to the website, when you go to LolitaJonesLive.com website, you can see my book. Yes, the book about healing, talking about being in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. When we thank God, because guess what? I am a living testimony. My children are living testimonies that God still heals in this 21st century. We thank God for the blood of Jesus that continues to saturate us, that continues to let us know who we are in Christ, in God. He let us know who we are through his blood and God, Holy Spirit. He teaches us and he allows his spirit to manifest in us that fire. You know that fire? Yeah, that fire that burns inside of us. It also is powerful enough to burn out sickness and disease in your life. I am a living testimony. After receiving bad doctor's reports, it's nobody but God that healed me, because the doctors couldn't do nothing. They couldn't do nothing. I went to the Lord in prayer. I went to my prayer cave. Even when it comes to my children, all three of them, the enemy attacked all three of my children to try to discourage me. I was my mother's faith baby, and all three of my children, they are my faith babies. I thank God. But because the thing about it is, the enemy, he tries to kill our faith. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil is on. He's doing his job. He does it 24/7. But there has to be a time in our life that we stop him in his tracks. Why? And only way we can stop him, the only way we can stop him, is knowing who Jesus Christ is in our life. Knowing that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Knowing that the blood, nothing can penetrate the blood of Jesus Christ. Knowing what the word of God says concerning us. And how do we do it as a ministry? We do it by being on various platforms, social platforms, and spreading the good news to those on board ships, even not just in the military, but on the cruises. Hallelujah. Because this is earthwide. It's worldwide. These platforms are worldwide. And as long as you have a phone that can hook up to one of the satellites out in space, you can get a podcast and you can be able to hear Life Changers Podcast, this Faith Talk podcast, wherever you are in the world. And that's where our partners come in at. And we thank God for our partners, because it's because of their financial support and the favor of God that we're able to have conferences, that we're able to be on all social media platforms, that we're able to feed the hungry and clothe the naked, that we're able to give out school supplies, and that we're able to help those that's on the street, to put them in a hotel room, that they're able to bathe and clothe themselves, eat a little something. We can put them up for a couple of days. And we thank God for that. Because that's what we do. We give to the less fortunate. That we, as Life Changers Ministries, we are able to help the veterans. All these veterans that's homeless out on the street, that we're able to help the veterans get their benefits. We are able to drive them to their medical appointments. We are able to help senior citizens. They no longer have to eat cat food or dog food. We're able to give to them that they don't have to make a choice. They don't have to make a decision of what they're going to pay. Are we going to pay the light bill, or am I going to pay for my prescriptions? Uh-uh. So we want to take care of the total man. The total being, praying for people. We are there daily praying for people, reintroducing Jesus Christ to the world. This is a daily thing, a daily task for us. Because why? Because the happiness that Jesus had brought into our life, we want the whole world to have it. Just think, if the whole world had Jesus, there would be no killing sprees. There would be no mass killings. They wouldn't be gangs and wars and rumors of wars. None of that would happen. But since that, which happened in the Garden of Eden, and Adam handed over this whole world to Satan himself, Now, God sent Jesus to die in our place. When Jesus was going to sit on the right-hand side of his Father, he told them to come up in the upper room. Just wait there until you be endued with power. He's talking about the gift of God. What is the gift of God, Lolita? The gift of God is God, Holy Spirit. That is the promise of God. That's the promise of God. The promise. God gave us a promise. He left us a comforter. He didn't want us to be in this world by ourselves. That is what we're telling the whole world. You're not by yourself. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your Master, your King, you are not by yourself. There's greater is on your side. Greater is working on your behalf. Greater is protecting you. Hallelujah. You have a kingdom of light that is watching over you. That's listening to your cry. That's listening to your prayer. That's watching over you to and fro. That dispatches warring, battling, fighting angels to war, battle, and fight on your behalf. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My book number 4 will be coming out soon. I've just been getting downloads from God, my Father, and book number 4 and number 5, that I'm going to make sure I separate them at least by between 6 to 12 months apart from each other, but it will be coming out soon. So just keep me in your prayers. But it is time to wake up the world. Not even the world right now. We need to wake up the church, because there need to be prayer to go on more now than ever before. I ask you to join us for our 6 a.m. prayer. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. prayer, doing this consecration. Join us on the consecration. You get to choose which consecration you want, because there's many fasts. There's a disciples fast. There's a apostolic fast. There's the Daniel's fast. They call it Apostle Paul's fast. That's where when he was in jail and when he was locked in prison, he consecrated. And God gave him words to the churches. God, I mean, he wrote more books in the New Testament than anybody else. So this is the season of prayer. Thank you for visiting us right here on Faith Talk. I pray you have a wonderful and glorious day. And until this evening, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.